those who take violence, those who have lost, they think about that thought to it.
I got my last shot. I didn't say it was
check the roll, but make sure you sign here for the night.
It's not getting around.
Any questions?
Yes.
Let's continue on here. His spirit was provoked within him. Good news.
He was greatly upset.
Loving Bible.
Is that worse than exasperated?
I actually can take that in a good sense. I mean, he was greatly upset. Wouldn't
not
you
his
be?
Spirit.
But that's good news.
That was for that for good news.
I think it's better than exasperated.
Living is he was deeply troubled.
No spirit or anything.
No.
Jerusalem.
Yeah, Jerusalem. His soul was revolted.
His soul was revolted. Barclay. Wish more people were in idolatry.
Angered him.
It angered him?
Yes.
NIV. He was greatly distressed. Weast.
His spirit was constantly provoked and irritated in him.
It's good. Amplified.
His spirit was grieved and roused to anger.
That's pretty graphic. Basic.
I forgot to pick up the link again.
Oh, we'll just get it next week. Kingsley.
It hurt him deeply.
Norley.
You can take another one. I'll give it to you in a second.
How about Ledger?
His spirit was troubled.
Spirit was troubled. Knox.
His heart was moved.
His heart was moved. No, that's not bad.
Did we miss Marley?
Yeah. I got it here now.
Isn't there supposed to be spirit in it?
Yeah.
Okay, Norley was, his spirit within him was painfully excited.
What was Knox?
His heart was moved. That's not really that bad. Confraternity.
He was exasperated.
N.A.B.
N.A.B. He grew exasperated.
Now he's growing. Dialogue.
His spirit was stirred in him.
Yeah.
His spirit was stirred.
Derby.
His spirit was painfully excited.
We just had that, didn't we? Mm-hmm.
Same as Norley.
Same as Norley. Rotherham.
His spirit within him was being urged on.
Well, being urged on. Godby.
His spirit was stirred in him.
Worrell.
His spirit was being provoked within him.
Concord.
His spirit was incited.
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 That's agitated. Stirred up. New World.
His spirit within him came to be irritated.
He murmured thereat in his spirit.
His spirit was provoked.
New Century.
He was troubled.
Did we get that one?
Probably some good honors.
Can I amplify it again?
Amplified.
His spirit was grieved and roused to anger.
Good news.
Yes. He was greatly upset.
Ethiopian.
His spirit was provoked.
God beats broken.
His spirit was stirred in him.
Ledger.
His spirit was troubled.
spirit was being provoked within him.
Ready for next one? Look at Acts 18:25. King James, fervent in spirit. The Greek, fervent in the spirit. The word fervent there is Z-E-O. Z-O. To be hot. To boil. Metaphor. We talked about somebody being boiling mad. Well, we use the same metaphor in English. He was hot under the collar. Here, Paul was boiling in spirit, fervent in spirit. I guess this is in Paul, I guess this is Apollos. Anyway, he was quite a preacher. So, boiling in spirit, or in the spirit, either way, I'm going to give that a 5. And I like the word fervent. I think fervent is just as good. I give that a 5. Now, if they say fervent in his spirit instead of the spirit, how much are we going to dock them from that?
What was that again?
Fervent in his spirit instead of fervent in the spirit. Mm. Is it that big of a deal?
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal? Fervent in his spirit. Actually, I like people that are fervent in their spirit.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
There's a difference.
Did it make it say in the spirit?
Or Greek is in the spirit.
That's a big difference.
It's a minus 10.
Would cause it to be fervent in
their spirit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's that big a deal myself.
Bill Donahue's spirit in the spirit.
What spirit?
Somebody else.
Fervent in his spirit. Okay, well, I guess you talked me out of that. Here, I gave it a 4 last time.
I still gave it a 4.
A 3.
I don't know. I didn't mind
2. Minus 5.
Minus 1.
Fervent.
Many very.
Are we talking about people who are in the spirit?
Well, we're talking about Apollos now preaching. So, we're not talking about Phil Donahue here.
We got one here. Zealous. Where are you going to put that?
What's that?
Zealous. Same as boil?
Zealous in spirit. Yeah, I like that. Now, on the other soul at the end is being an enthusiastic soul.
We should have brought that first. Now I've proven history will stay up to about 3 or 4.
Being an enthusiastic soul to me is about, makes it a soulful thing. I figure that a minus 15, minus 10. I don't know if I want to really put any consequence on this. Now, how about ones that leave out the word spirit and they just say, he preached with great fervency? Or he was full of zeal. Those aren't that bad, are they?
Spoke with burning zeal.
He spoke with burning zeal. Boy, I want to give those at least a 0, maybe a 2.
What is that one again, man?
Full of zeal, burning zeal, great fervency. They just don't put spirit in at all. They just bring it out. They just describe it without the word spirit.
The thing I think of and things like that is that a lot of times these translators are almost anti-supernatural in their disposition. Mm-hmm. So when they start saying his spirit, or leaving out spirit at all, it's almost leaning toward a humanistic bend.
Well, I've already got being an enthusiastic soul. And so I think with great fervency, I put that way ahead of being an enthusiastic soul. So, If I give enthusiastic soul a minus 10, I got to give fervency at least a 0. I got to make a difference between those two. How about, he was very excited.
About what?
Now that's not a bad enthusiastic soul.
Faith in the Lord.
I can't wait till we get to drums.
All right, are we ready?
What's about Mark says boiling to the Spirit? What's the
boiling to the Spirit, dative. It could be to the Spirit, it could be in the Spirit. I prefer in that for English. Any final comments? Tyndale.
He spake fervently in the Spirit.
Fervently in the Spirit. Ethiopian.
Boiling the Spirit or burning.
Okay. Boiling or burning in the Spirit. Some people may be considering the article in their rating, so be sure to read and see if it has the Spirit or just Spirit. Adams.
With great fervency he spoke.
With great fervency he spoke. New King James.
Fervent in Spirit.
Dewey.
Being fervent in Spirit.
By the way, we don't know that that's the Holy Spirit there. Even says being fervent in the Spirit. I don't know that it has to be the Holy Spirit, just because of that in the article. So, but I would take it that way. I would take it that way. King James, fervent in Spirit. King James 2.
Fervent in Spirit.
ERV and ASV.
Fervent in Spirit.
Merrick.
Fervent in Spirit.
NAS.
Being fervent in Spirit.
RSV.
Fervent in Spirit.
NEB.
Full of spiritual fervor.
Spiritual fervor. Twentieth century.
With burning zeal.
With burning zeal. Fenton.
Fervent in his Spirit.
Fervent in his Spirit.
Oh.
His.
His Spirit. Wayman.
Being full of burning zeal.
Full of burning zeal. Moffat.
With ardor and accuracy.
Ardor is intensity. Ardor and accuracy.
In the Spirit? Don't say anything about the Spirit.
Don't mention the Spirit there. Our ardor, A-R-D-O-R, and accuracy. Goodspeed.
Glowing with the Spirit.
Glowing with the Spirit. I mean, that guy was hot. Byington.
Being enthusiastic.
That just doesn't have it. CB.
Spiritual fervor.
Same as NEB, huh? Berkeley.
With a burning spirit.
With a burning spirit. Mm-hmm. That's probably his spirit, huh?
No, it says with a burning spirit, he thought.
Well, maybe that isn't his spirit. Phillips.
He spoke with burning zeal.
Beck.
He spoke with glowing enthusiasm and taught correctly.
Glowing enthusiasm. Good news.
With great enthusiasm.
Living.
Preaching boldly and enthusiastically.
Jerusalem. Preached with great spiritual earnestness and was accurate in all the details.
Great spiritual earnestness.
Accurate in all the details?
Earnestly. Is that honest or something?
Great spiritual earnestness. And was accurate in all the details.
That was Jerusalem?
That was Jerusalem. Well, that was true.
Spiritual earnestness. Barclay.
Barclay. He was filled with enthusiasm.
NIV.
With great fervor.
Great fervor. No mention of spirit?
No.
Waste.
Fervent in his spirit.
Amp.
Burning with spiritual zeal.
Kingsley.
His heart was warmed by the Spirit.
Warmed, is that all?
That's all.
Boo. Well, it's not that bad now. It's just like mediocre.
The heart was warmed by the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
Warmed? Have we got a word like boiling?
Warmed?
Warmed by the Spirit. Norley.
Being an enthusiastic soul.
Ledyard.
Strong desire in his heart.
Spake with a strong desire in his heart. Knox.
A spirit full of zeal.
Come, fraternity.
Being fervent in spirit.
N-A-B.
A man full of spiritual fervor.
Diaglot.
Being fervent in spirit.
Yeah.
Fervent in the spirit.
What's Diaglot?
Being fervent in spirit.
Alright. Darby.
Fervent in his spirit.
Rotherham.
Fervent in his spirit.
That'd be
zealous in spirit.
Oral.
Being fervent in spirit.
Concord.
Let's see. Fervent in spirit.
New World.
Aglow with the spirit.
Lamza.
Was fervent in the spirit.
Simple.
Always
very enthusiastic when he talked to the people.
Recovery.
Fervent in spirit.
New century.
He spoke with enthusiasm.
It was simple.
He was always very enthusiastic when he talked to people.
Amplified.
Burning with spiritual zeal.
Do it.
Good speed.
Wait.
Oh, you're asking for doing.
Yeah. Fervent in spirit.
What's your good speed?
Good speed.
Glowing with the spirit.
Adams
was. With great fervency.
New King James.
Fervent in spirit.
What was Knox?
Knox. Norley.
Norley. Being an enthusiastic soul.
Norley being an enthusiastic soul. Knox.
A spirit full of zeal.
What was Weymouth?
Was being full of burning zeal.
How about Moffitt?
With ardor and accuracy.
Good news.
Good news is news. With great enthusiasm.
Bad news.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's full. Lanyard? Yeah.
Ledyard.
Lanyard.
Strong desire in his heart.
He spake with a strong desire in his heart.
How about living?
Living.
Boldly and enthusiastically.
Any other questions? Pick on the King James time. 1 Corinthians 13:13, the greatest of these is charity. Of course, the Greek word agape there means love. Greatest of these is love. What are we going to give charity?
13
wise. I've thought about that, and it seems that at that time, 1611, whatever it might have been, that charity, that is sacrifice and giving, might have been a good translation.
At that time, it was a good translation. The only question is, at our time, we're reading it today, King James has to stand on it now.
It's not phileo, it is agape. Giving, charity is giving, is sacrificing.
Yeah, but agape means more.
Well, they can change it anytime.
Charity today is a handout. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sort of like a solical thing.
I'm gonna give him a break and give it only a 9 to 10.
Go for it.
All right. Ready to go. We'll get through this in 5 minutes.
So we're going to see.
Is this going to be charity and love?
Charity and love.
Just charity and love.
I don't think anybody's going to add anything else.
Love gets a five.
Yes, love gets a five. Tyndale.
What's the phrase that it's in?
The greatest of these is last verse love. Of 13:13.
Love.
The greatest of these is love. Now notice Tyndale had love. By the time they got to the King James, they had changed that thing to charity. Amharic.
Love.
Love. Adams.
Love.
New King James.
Love.
Dewey.
Charity.
Yeah. King James, charity. King James 2?
Love.
ERV and ASV?
Love.
Numeric?
Love.
NAS?
Love.
RSV?
Love.
NEB?
Love.
20th century?
Love.
Fenton?
Friendship.
That's phileo. I don't think that's as bad as charity, so I'm not gonna. I can't give them any lower than charity.
Minus five.
Wait a minute.
Love.
Moffat.
Love.
Goodspeed.
Love.
Byington.
Love.
CB.
Love.
Burke.
Love.
Phillips.
Love.
Phillips on a roll. Beth.
Love.
Good News.
Love.
Living.
Love.
Jerusalem.
Love.
Barclay.
Love.
NIV.
Love.
Weast.
Love.
Amp.
Love.
Kingsley.
Love.
Norley.
Love.
Ledger.
Love.
Knox.
Charity.
Confraternity.
Charity.
NAB.
Love.
Daglot.
Love.
Young.
Love.
Darby.
Love.
Rotheram.
Love.
Darby.
Divine love.
How about that? Worrell.
Love.
Concordant.
Love.
New World.
Love.
Lamza.
Love.
Simple.
Love.
Recovery.
Love.
New Century.
Love.
Let's look at Matthew 18:9. The Greek word Gehenna. Gehenna. We took the word for Hades, and now we want to look at the word Gehenna. The Greek Gehenna transliterated Gehenna. Here's a quote from Kenneth Wiest. The word hell is Gehenna. In English, Gehenna. It's the name of a ravine starting from the northwest of Jerusalem, which sweeps around the southwest angle of the city, then meets the Kidron below the Pool of Silvan. This valley is the traditional site of the fire worship, which began in the reign of Ahaz, and after its desecration by Josiah, became a common receptacle for the offal of the city. In later Jewish thought, a symbol of the place of future punishment. The city garbage, where worms gnawed and fires burned continually, is a vivid picture of everlasting punishment. It is the word used in the New Testament to designate the place of the final abode of the wicked dead, the lake of fire of the Revelation being the same place. Now, the word Hades isn't always associated with torment. Hades is the place of departed spirits. Gehenna is associated with torment. Now, what kind of a translation should we accept here? Let me write something on the board on this. Believe it or not, Gehenna is in the English dictionary. So even though it's a transliteration, it is a valid English word, and it has the correct meaning. So I'm going to give that a 5. Hellfire. I get 4 or 5. I think hellfire is right on. Hell. That'll be close enough, huh? 4 or 5. Fiery pit. The fiery pit, I mean, that might be anything. The pit. I'm going to add a minus 20. You're not going to get away with translating the pit. I know every now and then we end up in pits, but the pit isn't anything.
Joseph is in a pit.
We're talking about, eternal fire. Pit of torture. Now, pit of torture, is back up there in fiery pit, pit of torture. Pretty close? Pit of torture, what do you think?
I'm just thinking about fiery pit. That's a real accurate description of Gehenna to me. I would give it a minus 5. That's a pretty close picture of the valley of Gehenna.
Fiery pit.
0.
I like it.
Is it garbage dump?
0 to 3. Well, Jesus had more in mind when he said garbage dump. I mean, he had the spiritual meaning behind that. He was using a natural thing. I agree with you on fiery pit. I think I'm going to up that. 0 to 3. Pit of torture, though.
That's -5.
-5?
I think it's +.
How about rubbish heap? Rubbish heap, same as pit.
Yeah.
-20. Also, Gehenna of fire. I'm going to give that 5. Gehenna of fire. Gehenna of fire is real good.
Mine, is this the same word as in 14:8?
What is the word in 14:8 there, Mr. Annalena?
Oh, 14:8.
Yeah. What's the word in 14:8? What's the context of 14:8?
14:8 is having the first one.
Which 14:8? Matthew.
Must be Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew 14:8.
The head of John the Baptist on a platter.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
14:8 speaks of the endless fire, and then 14:9 speaks of the fiery Gehenna.
Matthew? This is
Matthew. What are we in? 18? Matthew 18:9?
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me, then Matthew 18:9 and 18:8.
Matthew
18:8. Yeah, same word there.
It is in there.
For 8 and 9, yeah, Gehenna. Any other questions?
Actually, the word is into the fire of the everlasting.
Yeah, the earlier has
of 18:8.
Yeah, into the fire of the everlasting.
Ionion, best I can pronounce it.
Yeah, that's eternal.
And fires. Cur, I,
takes so long to throw. Just describe the same thing.
Same concept though.
All right, are we ready to go here? Tyndale.
Hellfire.
Tyndale, Hellfire. Ethiopian.
Gahanna, Fire.
Okay, Adams.
Adams is Gehenna.
New King James.
Hellfire.
By the way, Gehenna of fire, there is another word in the Greek for fire that is there. So if they just say Gehenna and they leave out the fire, they actually have left out that word fire. But I'm not rating that right now. But if you want to, you could consider that in your rating.
Then maybe I should, in Adams it was Gehenna of fire.
Gehenna of fire. The of fire is a separate Greek word that's in there alongside of it. For my purpose, I'm just rating Gehenna, Gehenna of fire. I'm not going to really distinguish. But some of you may want
it. When it comes to one like rubbish heap, though, that really throws it.
Rubbish heap. Right, they didn't put the fire in there at all.
Yeah, that makes it double bad, it seems.
We got everything so far.
Well, even hellfire, there's a...
Hellfire is just the word Gehenna, a fire, hell, a fire, hellfire. So, I think hellfire is pretty good. Dewey.
Hellfire.
What is the King James here?
Hellfire. Hellfire.
New James 2.
Hellfire.
Here, B-N-A-S-B.
Hell of fire.
America.
Gehenna of fire.
N-A-S.
Hell of fire.
R-S-V.
Hell of fire.
N-E-B.
Fires of hell.
20th century.
Fiery people.
Gehenna.
Wayman.
Wayman was Gehenna of fire.
Prophet.
Gehenna. Fire of Gehenna.
Goodspeed.
Fiery pit.
Byington.
Hell of fire.
CB.
All right, pit of torture.
Berkeley.
Hell of fire.
Phillips.
Everlasting fire.
Was that verse 8?
Verse
9 or verse
8?
Okay.
It's not verse 9. Yeah, I got you. Oh, boy. Tear it out and throw it away. No, it's everlasting fire at the end of 9.
Everlasting fire? Well, that's pretty close, even though he really didn't translate the word Gehenna.
Mm-hmm.
The effect of this thing. Beck.
Hellfire.
Oh, no, I gotta take that back. It's rubbish heap.
Yeah! Yeah! Come on, Phillips!
For what, Phillips or Beck?
For Phillips.
Phillips almost pulled one over on us.
Yeah. Good old Phillips.
What was Beck? I missed it.
Does he usually come out at the bottom?
He buys for the bottom.
He is the bottom.
Oh, you've got to hand it out so far.
Beck.
Hellfire.
Good news.
The fire of hell.
Living.
Hmm.
tail.
That's up there.
Eternal fire.
Jerusalem.
Eternal fire.
You're in verse 9?
At the end of verse 9. It's probably different.
Oh, excuse me. Hell of fire.
Hell of fire. Berkeley.
Hell of fire.
NIV.
Fire of hell.
Greece.
Hell of fire.
Camp.
Hell, parentheses, Gehenna of fire.
Kingsley.
The pit.
Gnarly.
Gnarly is hellfire.
That was my golf ball over there.
Hellfire.
Lady.
Hell of fire.
Fox.
Fires of hell.
Confraternity.
Hell of fire.
Nav.
Fiery Gehenna.
Bagua.
The burning of Gehenna.
Yeah.
Gehenna of fire.
Derby.
Hell of fire.
Rotherham.
Fiery Gehenna.
Godby.
The hell of fire.
Oral.
The hell of fire.
Concordant.
Gehenna of fire.
New World.
Fiery Gehenna.
Lambs of.
The Gehenna of fire.
Simple.
Hell of fire.
Recovery.
Gehenna of fire.
New century.
Fire of hell.
So much for that.
Recovery is
getting
well.
Yeah, recovery is getting everyone's
fine. I wonder where the translation they're getting this from and where their sources
are. Getting a torture.
Is really doing well.
Yeah,
that
was wonderful.
Was Fenton.
Not right at the top.
I think
recovery only has one minus so far.
Have you ever evaluated that before?
You want?
Never evaluated before. No, it's new. I just got one. It's rivaling Rotherham and some of these others.
Yeah, it's coming out pretty good.
Godby and Worrell are doing pretty well. Concord's doing pretty well.
Is that a new version? Yeah.
Is recovery isn't a date of 84 or something?
Let's see. Text translated by so and so and so and so and by Witness Lee. 1985, all rights reserved.
1985, so that's new.
Printed,
you know, if they're
going to
do an Old Testament?
I
have no idea.
Printed in Taiwan.
I don't even know anything about this.
By 20th century.
Repeat 20th century.
Fire of hell. Go with me. That's the new century.
Fiery pit for 20th century.
Fiery pit. What?
Amplified.
Amplified.
Is hell, Gehenna, and fire. That's an extra point.
Six. It's a rating of six.
Anything else? Basic English?
Basic's not here.
Not here tonight. Got a big gap, and there's a basic. Next. Matthew 3:11. Baptize you with water. Two columns here. Wait a minute. Let's just take one column. One column. Let me write this one on the board. So we can... let's see. I've got... The literal is immerse in water. Immerse in water. Immerse in water, I'm giving a 5. How about baptized in water? They didn't translate the word baptized, they just transliterated it. Are you going to do anything with that?
four. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a zero. Because it's doctrinal significance. Baptized with water. And you can think what you think, but I'm giving that a minus 10. Baptized with water, to me, is sounding like sprinkling. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm attempting to do that even worse. Any questions? You can.
Are there going to be other variations?
I don't think we're going to have anything more than just this. We're either going to baptize or immerse, and we're going to have winter wet. Passage, so I have something on water baptism. Any comments? Ready to go? Tyndale.
Baptize in water.
Tyndale, baptize in water. Ethiopian.
Baptize or immerse, both.
What's that? Both?
Yeah.
In water or with
in
water?
In water.
Immerse in
baptize
water.
Baptize or immerse, the same.
Oh. Same thing?
Yeah.
Hopefully immerse.
All right.
Immerse in water.
Adams.
Adams is baptized with water.
Baptize with?
Baptize you with water.
New King James.
Baptize you with water.
Dewey.
Baptize you in water.
King James, baptize you with water. Tyndale beat the King James again. King James 2.
Baptize you in water.
Baptize in. ERV and ASV.
Baptize you with water for ERV. Baptize you in water for ASV.
First difference. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. ERV was baptized with, ASV baptized in. First time they've differed.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they have a difference in tongues?
What's that?
Something on tongues, wasn't that different?
Not on my rating.
Mm-hmm. I rated something different, but I don't know why.
Which was ERV? With?
Baptized with. Have we even had a verse on tongues?
No.
Yeah. First Corinthians 12.
Strange sound.
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't see him as there. Numeric.
Baptize in.
Baptize in. NAS.
Baptize in.
RSV.
Baptize you with.
NEB.
Baptize with water.
20th century.
Baptize in water.
Benton.
Baptize in water.
Weymouth.
Weymouth was, in water, baptizing you in water.
Moffat.
See, Moffat is with water.
Goodspeed.
In water.
Byington.
In water.
In water?
No.
In water.
Baptizing you in water?
Uh-huh.
CB.
In water.
These are all baptized?
Yes.
Berkeley.
With water.
With? Phillips.
I baptize you with water.
Beck.
With, baptized with water.
Good news.
Baptized with water.
Living.
with water I baptize.
Jerusalem.
Baptize you in water.
Berkeley.
I baptize you with water.
NIV.
With water.
With water. Weast.
Immerse you in water.
Amplified.
Baptize you in parentheses with water.
Kingsley.
I baptize you with water.
Norley
is with water.
Ledyard.
With water.
Knox.
Baptized with water.
Confraternity.
With water.
Nav.
Baptize you in water.
Diglot.
Immerse in water.
Young.
Baptize with water.
Young. Darby.
Baptize you with water.
Brother M.
Immerse in water.
Gubby.
Baptize you with water.
Worrell.
Immerse you in water.
Good Baptist. Concordant.
Baptizing you in water.
New World.
Baptize you with water.
Lamza.
Baptize you with water.
Simple.
Baptizing you with water.
Okay. Simple.
Immerse in.
Simple is immersed in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Immerse in water.
Lord. Recovery.
Let's see. Baptize you in water.
Recovery.
New century.
Baptize you with water.
New century is baptized with. And simple is immersed in. Simple? Is she really simple?
One
got into simple. It's really out of character.
Baptize you in water.
Boy, recovery in Rotterdam are quite equal.
I want to know what text he got that, what his translation is.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming out pretty good, except for the, you know, except for the notes down on here. It's coming out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.